Well, here in the U.S., Greece's crisis has hit close to home for many Greek Americans with families and businesses with direct links in Greece. Seattle is one of a handful of major U.S. cities with a large Greek community. Liz Jones of Here and Now contributor KUOW visited with some Greek Americans in Seattle.
About a dozen Greek women stand in an assembly line, aprons on, hands messy.
And these ladies are preparing the filling for the bouillabaisse.
They work in pairs, adding layers of phyllo dough, nuts, and melted butter. It's all prep for a fall festival here at this Greek Orthodox church in Seattle.
Here comes another two, Alice.
The laughter quiets as the topic turns to Greece. Nina Varlamos was just there last week.
The conversation is all the same. Everywhere you go, what is going to happen? How are we going to, you know, cope with this?
Varlamos grew up on an island near Athens. Her sister is still there and struggling in her retirement.
My parents and I and my other sister, we all donated to the to the cause. Gave them a little extra money because they don't get very much. And with this situation, they didn't even get their whole pension for the month.
It's a family matter and tough for Varlamos to talk about. She says Greeks are proud people, but these are different and difficult times. It makes her emotional.
Very sad. I want Greece back where it was.
It's been 5 years of downward spiral for Greece's economy. Take unemployment. Half of young people don't have jobs. The situation causes Theo Polisos to lose sleep.
Sometimes I wake up during the night and I turn on the news. See what's going to happen.
Polisos left Greece decades ago as a young bride. She also sends money now to family back home, mainly to her 32-year-old niece, a librarian who's been out of work several years.
They're waiting for a better days. I don't know how soon, if they're ever going to come, the better days.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Across town at an upscale Greek restaurant, Tassos Manoudas wheels in a small delivery cart. It's loaded with tins of olive oil and other products he imports directly from Greece.
So what is this in the jug here?
This is the raw honey.
Oh, raw honey. Okay.
Manoudas and his family left Greece 5 years ago as the economy turned south. His import business keeps him closely tethered to Greece's economy and how it affects suppliers there differently.
So people who have and businesses who have a more entrepreneurial approach, I would say, to the whole aspect, they're doing all right.
And how about the little guy?
unfortunately, the little guy is not doing too good.
Manoudas makes regular trips to Greece. He buys some products from relatives and friends he grew up with. He says that's a big reason why he started this business, to help people back home.
It means the world to me, and hopefully I can help more businesses back home and at the same time support the local economy here.
Manoudas is braced for more turbulence up ahead. Even with the new deal, he fears it will be a difficult period of transition, instability, and decline.
There's not a guidebook for this in the European Union. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
For now, he plans to keep supporting Greece the best ways he knows how, with his imports, and hopefully soon as a tourist. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.